95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother. Happy Friday unto thee.
It is Friday.
Even though it's a hideous looking day outside.
I know, it's beautiful.
And it's hot and yucky. It's like summer.
It's nice
back.
And warm. I kind of like it.
Boo!
Listen, I'm not against it raining one night.
Yeah, bring it. When's that night going to be?
And then be sunny the next day. I'm good with that.
Come on, man. It's never going to happen.
It is Friday. That means from 5 to 7 o'clock, we do our All Request Fest.
Yeah, we got a lot of party music already lined up, but we want to know what will get your weekend started, even if we don't generally play it. Give us a call. We'll try and get it on between 5 and 7.
In the 4 o'clock hour, lies you told your kids.
We were planning on doing that yesterday, but something got in the way.
Yeah, some phone trouble.
Yeah, which we're still having.
May still be happening.
But, however, Adam from Hollywood got through. I don't know if you heard a few minutes ago. He finally picked up that Crayola color. It was raw umber.
Was the answer.
Yeah, and it won himself $8,400, and he says he's going to take that money to make his own independent film. He lives in Hollywood.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that awesome?
We should set up a screening for it.
Yeah!
That'd be cool.
Yeah, dude. So, Adam, when it's done, let us know. We'll make that happen.
That'd be cool.
That's very cool.
Raw umber, which I'd never heard of.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
I didn't have any
one of the originals, though.
I would have guessed red.
Same.
I'll take red.
A lot of people did. One American dollar.
Oh, cool. Uh-huh. Whose turn is it?
I get to ask you.
Oh, hell's bells. So difficult.
Sucker.
Even if you know the subject really well, mm-hmm. It's just hard to come up with.
Well, it's hard because a top 10 by its very nature cuts out a lot of the valid answers.
Plus, we're like totally stoned.
Correct.
Man.
That. And if the phones work, we'll do the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Yeah, man.
That may still happen.
No, actually, this very second, almost gave the answer. I looked down at it.
Wow. That would have been great. It would have eliminated our need for the phones, though.
That's true. Quack, quack.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
As you know, the holiday season is...
Why do you say things like that?
Rushing toward us.
Freaking Hallmark Channel.
Toys R Us releases their hot toy list for the 22 holiday season.
Okay.
And there's a lot of stuff you would think on here. Barbies, Lego, Jurassic World.
Vibrating
sharper,
eggs.
Sharper Image laser tag set, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Spider-Man Ultimate Web Guide.
Butt plugs that you can get at like...
Nope, that's not. That's a different stores. List.
No?
That's a different list. Okay. But we like to do due diligence here because...
Do-do.
Because we are instructional. We're not just entertaining.
That's so true.
Right.
It's a fact.
So we go to the Heineken 00 hotline to talk to Dr. Irwin Conroy, and he is the editor of ToyWorld.com.
Howdy, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Hello. How are you today?
We're great. Thank you for calling.
Very good.
Thank you for answering.
All right. So what is your role in all of this?
Well, I keep track of all the popular toys going into the holiday season, don't you know?
Right.
And I heard you talking about the Toys R Us list, mm-hmm. but there's some great toys that just missed out on their list this year,
oh.
and I want to make sure people know about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
All right, so they're not on the list,
the alternative toys. Yeah,
I
cool.
gotcha. All right.
They just missed the list.
Like what?
Like Emmanuel the Electronic Emu.
Okay.
Popular internet sensation Emmanuel, you know that adorable bird in all the videos?
Right.
This is a giant toy version of that, that you put batteries in, and it knocks the phone out of your hand every time you try to take a picture.
That would be high on my list this year, I have to be
also
honest.
Also popular is the Herschel Walker Sheriff playset.
Oh, no.
Comes with a toy gun and a fake badge, just like Herschel.
Wait, that was fake?
If that's what you're going for this holiday season, I guess, yeah.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Also, Hungry Hungry Cordon is a great game to play with the kids.
How does that
little
work?
Little plastic yeah. James Cordons try to gobble up as many marbles as they can until they're banned from the restaurant and the game's over.
Wow, that's very nice.
They always can go back a day later, though, because, you know.
They work quickly
yeah.
putting these toys out, don't they?
They do work very quickly.
All right, that's three.
I love this new one, mm-hmm. Mar-a-Lago the Board Game.
Okay.
It's like Clue. But instead of a murder, you have to figure out who stole the top secret document.
I like it.
Mm.
I like it.
This one, this card says, it was Donald in the storeroom with the smack.
All of the cards probably say that. All right, that's
and
great.
And my favorite, the biggest, best one, in my opinion,
okay.
is the Kanye West Easy Bake Oven. But it only bakes white bread. Because white lives matter, don't you know?
Right. Right.
White lives matter.
I'm so happy that we got to talk to you today.
I've seen that on a shirt, I believe.
What? Your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is coming up in a few minutes.
Matter of minutes from now.
So keep listening for that.
I need dollar.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
That's what I need.
I love this song. And is it my turn to win a dollar?
It's time for one American dollar, and it's your turn to guess. Yes.
You won last time. That means I might get my buck back.
I did.
You didn't spend that buck, did you?
Oh, I wasted it.
Well, you shot it.
Got like eight different things.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's great.
Sweet.
The best Halloween movies of all time.
Ah!
Is the category. The best Halloween movies of all time.
You know, I'm a pretty major horror film fan.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
The problem with that is that it's, you know, this kind of list is so subjective.
Right.
And there have been hundreds of thousands of horror movies.
A couple horror movies.
So it's going to be kind of difficult, I think, for you to guess. It was the magazine Time Out.
In New York. Yeah.
Oh, cool. They came up with this top 10.
All right, New York. Well, New York is, they know what's going on, so that's kind of cool. You know, I was actually kind of, because I do another thing in the morning, and we assign movies,
yes.
And it's horror movie season, mm-hmm. So I've been sort of looking at some lists and stuff, but
I didn't see
the Time Out one, so.
Good. All right, I'm going to give you six guesses to get four right.
Four out of ten.
Correct.
Six guesses.
Top 10
horror movies.
Best Halloween movies of all time. Yes.
Well, the one actually that won our little thing in the morning, we actually put up a poll, was The Shining. And if that's not on the list, then there's trouble. There's going to be serious. Good.
The Shining.
I'm actually going to watch it tonight, as a matter of fact.
It's number eight.
Nice. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's respectable.
All right. So one guess and one correct.
Halloween better be on.
Halloween is not on.
Come on, it's even called Halloween.
None of them are on.
I mean, it's got the name.
And there have been 100 of them.
Yeah, and only the first one was any good.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
A lot of people like the third one. I thought it was terrible.
I'm going to try. I need to figure out if I'm going to go see this one. Because last year, I was so mad.
Yeah,
I was so mad.
Because
they promised this big showdown, and there was no showdown. It was just stupid.
Right.
It just made me mad. All right, so you got two guesses, and you only got one correct.
Oh, my God. Alien.
Alien. Oops. Sorry.
Whew, I was going to say.
Alien is correct.
Sigourney Weaver would be pissed. I was pissed. All right, so that's two right.
Three guesses, two right. All right. Best Halloween movies of all time.
You know, it's a lovely day for an exorcism.
The Exorcist. I got it.
What?
Right?
You know what? Your mother's down here, and she'd like to talk to you about that answer.
There are, you'll approve of the list, except for there are two that I had to look up.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know.
Huh.
But that one, of course, makes sense, and of course everyone agrees, but you're wrong.
Well, I'm going to, since, you know, we've already started watching horror movies.
Right.
At the Slug House and Cabin in the Woods was the first one up. I have to say that because that's such a killer movie.
All right.
What in the hell is going on?
You're not getting.
All right, I'll throw a weird one out at you, and the whole.
You have two guesses to get two right.
Then this didn't make any sense to me. I did see on a couple of horror lists, and it's not a horror movie. It's one of my all-time favorite movies, but it's a July 4th movie. They have Jaws on the list, so I'll say Jaws.
That's,
well, good, because it made no sense.
That's just dumb.
That's what I thought.
Wait,
it's
why would it make no sense to you, and yet you would guess it?
Because it was on all the lists.
That's absurd.
Right, exactly. Well, I got to win my dollar, but I guess I'm screwed now.
You are screwed. Nightmare on Elm Street. All right, here's the list.
Blows. I thought Time Out knew what they were talking about.
Here's the list.
All right,
number
10
is Get Out.
A good movie.
Which I love.
Yes, that was a good one.
Number 9 is 28 Days Later.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That zombie one, that's a good one.
Yeah, now 28 Weeks Later, the sequel, not so good.
Not as good.
No,
yeah, correct.
28 Days Later was pretty good.
Number 8 is The Shining.
Sure.
Number 7 is Alien.
Okay.
Number 6 is Creepshow.
Oh, my God. I love Creepshow.
Yep.
We went to see that so many times with friends, and the very last scene with the cockroaches, I actually had to get up and leave.
It really paid off in this game because you were able to not get that one.
Damn it.
Number 5 is Hereditary.
I don't know that one.
That one
I've
is
heard the name,
mom is possessed, and then she passes it down to daughter is possessed. Oh. It was a good movie, but it's a weird one to make this top 10. Number 4 is The Thing.
Oh, are we talking the original or the
1982?
Oh, okay. Yeah, everybody loves that one. That is a good one.
Number 3 is my favorite of all time.
Yeah.
Poltergeist.
Oh, Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Sure. That's a great
number
one.
Number 2
this house is clean.
Number 2 is Suspiria.
Oh, that was really good.
And I don't
good.
Know that
no,
one.
No, that's a good one. It was a good one.
And number one is the movie that we've done this category before. You saw a movie when you were too young to see it.
Right.
Number one is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, my God. How did I not think of that? Wow. How old were you when you saw it?
I don't know. Three?
Oh, man.
I'm not sure.
Dollar, that's what I need.
Yeah, we went to see that as a midnight for the first time, a bunch of us as teens, and we were just ready to laugh because we laughed at everything. Because Nightmare on Elm Street and all right. that stuff was happening right then. But Texas Chainsaw
it was
like,
not
what
funny.
The hell?
Nope, there's a lot of blood in that one.
Very entertaining film.
The dollar is what I need.
We're not doing it. I just wanted to remind you that you lost.
Okay. You bastard. Bastard.
Let's talk about lies parents tell their kids.
Lies parents tell their kids. Did you tell your kids that Santa was real?
I mean, you have to at some point because mm-hmm. then there'll be idiots at school. So at some point, you do have to
right.
break that news
yes.
to them. But reading in the dark will ruin your eyes.
Oh, right. Okay.
Have you been told that?
Definitely. 100%. Sit so close to the TV, too.
Knuckle cracking leads to arthritis.
Yeah, I always did that. I did that, I think, because they said it was a bad thing.
Probably.
To do.
Yeah. Right. Swallowed gum takes 7 years to digest.
Is that really? What's the true story on that? How long before it really gets out of your system? I mean, it does
gum
seem like
gum is mostly indigestible. Some brands are the same as rubber as inner tubes and
yeah.
will pass through the digestive system easily.
Okay, well, there you go.
So it's absolutely.
Dang it. Lies. Parents.
Not true.
Unbelievable.
Chocolate milk comes from brown cows. That's just what they tell dumb kids.
Just to have a laugh.
Right.
By the way, these all came from our pal Iceman from a radio station we worked at together in Phoenix in the 80s. Iceman cometh. He calls himself the Iceman tweeteth on the tweet machine.
Perfect.
Tell him.
Crossed eyes will get stuck that way.
Well, yeah. I was always being threatened with
mm-hmm.
that. Boy, all of these.
Swim too soon after eating and you'll cramp up and drown.
Right. Yep. Be eaten by a shark because mm-hmm. they can smell the food.
Watermelons will grow in your stomach from swallowed mm-hmm. seeds.
Sure. There's a
we
famous
all told
one.
That.
Yep.
So 818-955-KLOS, if you told any of these lies to your kids or your parents told you these
Yeah, or
things.
They had something weird that they tried to convince you of.
Here's the one that you were just talking about. Sitting too close to the TV will cause eye damage.
Yeah. I don't know. I was obsessed with sitting super close. I think to pretend like it was a movie theater or something. So I was really immersed. So I was.
I can
really,
see that because when I go to a movie, I like to sit up front.
Yep, me too.
Because I don't want there to be walls and
exactly.
speakers and other people. I want to
yeah.
just see the screen.
Yep,
I get
yep,
that.
Yep.
Touch a toad and you'll get a wart.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
Santa Claus knows if you've been naughty or nice. That's true.
And he sends elves to shelves, which I think I hate that more than almost anything in the world. The whole elf on the shelf thing. I really
that is pretty
loathe that. First of all, it's creepy as hell. I mean, it's like, really? You're going to put that thing on the shelf and it's going to watch us?
I've cool. never heard of this one, but keep your eyes open when sneezing and they'll fall out.
Yeah, they blow out. I have heard that.
You have?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I was told that.
The family pet is living happily on a farm upstate.
Wait a minute. That's not true. Hold on a second. Where is he then?
Your nose will grow if you lie. It's a lot of stuff. Drinking
sure.
coffee stunts growth. Let's see. Eating carrots will let you see in the dark.
Yeah.
Some of these are dumb. If you pee in the pool, the water will turn red.
Red.
That's fantastic.
That is good.
And finally, you are the most talented kid in the world. That's just a lie. It's not
what?
True.
What? Hold on a second. These things I was unbelievable.
818-955-KLOS. You told your kids these lies or you were told these lies by your parents? Either
yeah.
way. 818-955-KLOS. Your parents are filthy liars. That's
filthy.
What we're learning.
They just lied. I can't believe these lies that are coming in.
KLOS, hello.
My parents lied to me. They told me about the tooth fairy. And so even if we didn't have a loose tooth, we'd tie a string around it. Ed slammed the door.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's not smart.
Yeah, just to get a visit from a fairy in 25 cents. That seems like a lot of pain, actually.
Well, back in the 60s, though, 25 cents.
Sure.
You get a lot of candy.
That's very true.
Wow.
And then rot out your other teeth so you get more money. That's awesome. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I have one most Mexicans can relate
to. Okay, Mexicans can relate to. Go ahead.
Our parents told us that if you watch a dog poop, you'll get a sty on your eye.
Oh, I've heard that one.
Really?
Yeah. If you watch a dog poop, you get a sty on your eye. And then Chupacabra will come eat you.
That's
what was the winning color?
Weirdest thing ever. What?
What was the winning color?
Raw umber.
Yeah, raw umber. Did you have that in your collection back in the day?
Yeah.
You did? Well, it would have been worth a lot of money. It ended up being $8,400 for a guy in Hollywood who's going to fund his own movie, his independent film with it.
Awesome. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling. Take care.
Kayla West, hello.
Yeah, I'm calling about the what your parents lied to about when you were kids.
Yeah.
So when I was younger, my grandma, she'd tell me that when you had the hiccups, you're either lying about something or you yourself.
Really? That's bizarre.
That's really insane.
Weird. Why would they think that you were lying about something if you just happened to have a natural reaction to swallowing too fast or whatever?
You know, I don't know. That's what she told me. I still believe it, so I don't know.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You lied to your kids, or your parents lied to you. Your parents are liars. I hate to be the one to have to
it's
tell you.
It's a fact, as it turns out. Yeah, we're finding that out.
KLOS, hello.
I can't lie to my son because Santa Claus lives in my house.
He lives in your house? You're in the North Pole?
My father is a Santa Claus, a real Santa Claus for the mall, so how am I going to lie about the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy and all that when I have Santa Claus in my house?
Hilarious. You are stuck and screwed.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Claus, my mom. Mr. Claus, my father.
You need to kick Santa out of your house.
Get out, you fat bastard.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, my parents weren't too creative, but in the Boy Scouts, they always sent us for stuff that didn't exist. You did the snipe hunt.
Oh, sure. My dad loved that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
We'd go camping with all of my friends, and that would be the first thing he'd be like, so you'd be looking out for them snipe, and just see which kids knew, and blah, blah, blah.
That's
funny. Love that stuff.
The left-handed bacon stretcher and the smoke shift.
Damn it, dads.
Good
They're
times.
Just bored, I think.
They really are.
Oh, these stupid kids.
They're tired of you.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for 2 weeks, because there's something came up that you talked about back then.
Yes.
Live on stage on the 30th at the Lancaster Performing Arts Center, Air Supply.
No way, man. Oh.
Yeah, that's great. That's some great concert info. Thank you. We're not.
I think tickets are still available.
Yeah, we're not, I bet they are.
We're not. Yeah. We're not big fans of Air Supply. That's not the band that we're dying to see.
Thanks for calling, though.
Kayla West, hello.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about lies that parents tell their kids.
Yeah, I grew up in Southern California, right off the 405 in like Carson, where the Arco refinery was.
Yep.
Up until about 10 years old, I thought that was the Lucky Charms factory, where they made the Lucky Charms.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Oh, how different the truth is.
Yes. Every time me and my brother drove by, we always wanted to stop to get Lucky Charms.
Sure.
If it was me, I would have found my way in.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'd be busted for breaking in.
That's great.
It's actually a nice lie for a change. You know, there's a song by Hailstorm called Love Bites, and so do I.
I like it.
Shall we turn it up a little?
Let's pick
crank
things
it up.
Shall
All right.
We?
Friday!
On Fridays.
Freaking Friday, man.
We do our All Request Fest from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Damn straight we do.
2 hours straight of All Requests at 818-955-KLOS, or you can use Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo.
And I don't know if you remember, but we were playing nonsensical song titles the other day, and someone called and suggested this one, which I'm like, well, that does make sense, but I want to hear it. I want to play it. I considered it a request. It's Sabbath and Fairies Wear Boots. Start things off. KLOS. You know, I keep track of every single damn song we play on this little
That's so good.
Request fest.
Is that Faith No More?
That's the first time we played Faith No More.
What?
Isn't that crazy? We care a lot for Stuart.
What is wrong with us?
I don't know. That's a good question. That list is endless.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, we've been...
Especially on a Friday.
What's the word? Bumping off? I don't know. Something.
I don't know what you're saying.
Bunking off. That's
thank,
it.
Bunking thank you off. For welcoming us back.
Yeah, thank you. Now, what do you want to hear?
How about Judas Priest, Take These Chains?
Nice one.
I was trying to get a ridiculous one, and when you guys were doing that yesterday, the Campbell Soup song.
You know, I just can't do that song. That song is rough. I hate that song.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to do you, Rob, any old time, man. Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Greetings unto thee.
Hi, it's our All Request Fest.
Hi, could we hear some Nirvana Lithium?
Hey, I believe that is, I'm typing it in, possible. And when I, hold on, push this button, it should start on KLOS.
Jane Detection for security guard number 2 in Sherman Oaks.
Okay.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what was the answer to the crayon? Which one was it?
What did you think it was?
Brilliant Rose.
Nope.
It was raw umber.
Raw umber.
Raw umber.
Yeah, that was like an original color, apparently, in the 64, and it was discontinued in the like 1990s, early 90s. I'd never heard of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. Hey, I'd like to hear some Led Zeppelin, Achilles' Last Dance.
Rush! Rush!
No relation to Kiss! That's a happy birthday song.
Rush!
That is for a happy birthday to Kevin Stockdale, who is a good friend of ours.
That dude has done so much work for us. It's unbelievable. Never been paid a cent, but he's awesome.
I tweeted happy 30th birthday and 60th birthday to your beard. And then Bean tweeted, yes, happy birthday, other Kevin. Your friendship and your work have made our lives immeasurably better.
I mean, for Bean to say that, you know how good a guy this is.
Yep.
Very cool.
Happy birthday.
There you go. Rush for you, dude. Happy to play it. Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, it's our old request fest.
Well, can I put on a song? What's up?
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
What song?
Bark at the Moon, Ozzy Osbourne.
It's our old request fest, KLOS. Hello.
Hey, this is Dilbert.
Dilbert.
Hey, Dilbert.
Hey, can you guys play? No, it's Dilbert with the D.
Oh, yeah.
Don't care.
Hey. Yeah, we're going to be honest here today. Who gives a rap?
I'm just kidding. What would you like to hear?
Hey, can you guys play a song by Air Supply?
Damn it, you hell!
You stop.
Damn it!
You stop calling
hell!
For that, you son of a bitch.
We're going to murder you!
We're not going to murder you.
Oh,
but
we're not going to murder you!
But we might hurt you a lot.
We won't kiss you on the mouth.
Please.
Even the nights are better.
You're welcome.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, man. I have a song request.
Okay. Yes.
I want to keep the party going. How about some Helter Skelter?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Toy spokesman called about great toys for the holidays and suggested a few that we're getting complaints about. So,
understandably.
Maybe always double-check information you get from our show.
Yeah. Triple.
Sligo did not win one American dollar.
My heart is broken.
In the top 10 Halloween movies.
I don't know, Time Out. I think your list is a little suspect, a little questionable.
And in the topic lies your parents told you, a guy said when his dad thought he was lying, he'd go into his own room come back out and say God told him that he was lying.
He said he went in, spoke to God, and he said,
you're lying.
Get a belt. Unbelievable.
Get a belt.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace
and
out.
One last thought for everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
Quack. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. Caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Gets to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
And it is up to $400. We had a winner earlier today. Stu took. So it's $400 if you want to play. 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13. Good luck.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
KLOS, who is this?
Dan.
Dan?
You are caller 13.
Again? Wow, I was 13 for the cheese game, and my answer was no Gouda last time.
Well, this time we're playing a different game, and it is we're looking for a well-known musical instrument with a one-word name.
And so far we've only had one guess, so I can only tell you the last guess, which was trumpet. What would you like to throw out on the table for $400?
Guitar.
Guitar is incorrect. I'm terribly sorry.
All right.
Sorry, dude.
Thank you for trying, Neil. $600 next hour.
Speaking of talking money,
we have your shot to win your share of
the name game.
$100,000. You're supposed to sing it.
I didn't understand it. You want to try it again? Or we go?
No, I don't give a rat's ass. Who cares? It's Friday.
Your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We'll take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
If you caller 13, you can give us the answer we be looking for. That cash is yours. Speaking of talking money,
we have your shot to win your share of
the name game.
$100,000.
You're supposed to sing it.
I didn't understand it. You want to try it again? Or we go,
no, okay. I don't give a rat's ass. Who cares? It's Friday.
Your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We'll take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
If you call her 13, you can give us the answer we be looking for. That cash is yours. What is that about? I don't know.
Let's find out, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Donovan.
Donovan, you're caller 13.
Yes.
Right on, man. You want $600?
I sure do.
All right.
We are looking for a well-known musical instrument with a one-word name.
And I can tell you the last two guesses were guitar and trumpet. So what do you want to guess for $600?
Wow. That is a lot of them out there. Let's see.
There's a couple.
We get crazy. Let's go triangle.
Triangle, I love that.
It's a great guess and incorrect.
Oh,
it's a great guess. I like the way your mind works.
Yeah. What do you think of Monty Python and the Electric Triangle?
We could have went that way, but that's two words.
That's true.
That's very true.
Dude, thanks for playing along. That was awesome. Very cool.
All right, guys. Thank you, man.
Thank you, man.
Right. So $800 between 5 and 6.
And maybe win our money. Take us money.
We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We will take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You get to play.
Yeah, good luck.
The name game.
Yeah, baby.
That name game.
The wacky name game, baby.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
That were playing along with the color of Crayola, it was raw umber.
Yes.
Somebody won $8,400 on that and is self-financing his own movie.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a movie
premiere.
Night,
yeah,
a
premiere. We're going to help it. Definitely, man.
So right now, KLOS, who's this?
This is Bruce.
Bruce, you're the correct caller.
Yeah. Oh, great. That's great.
Well done.
I won last time, though, because I had the answer.
Did you have it?
You had raw umber?
Yes.
Yeah. I've never even heard of it. What the hell is that? All of us
can say that now.
Yeah, man, I knew it was raw.
All right, we are looking for a well-known musical instrument with a one-word name.
And I can tell you the last couple of guesses were guitar and, beautifully, triangle. Which was awesome, but wrong. What do you got?
I got one better for you.
All right.
How about kazoo?
What?
Kazoo.
Kazoo is another great answer.
That is a beautiful answer. Kevin, is that correct?
It is not correct.
You know, I think we need to rethink our we should have come up with these.
Kazoo's pretty great.
Yeah, so is triangle.
So is triangle, yeah.
Sorry, dude.
Well done.
All right, thanks.
All right, it'll be worth $1,000 Monday with Heidi and Frank at 8 o'clock.
Keith Moon played his very last show with The Who on this day in rock in 1976 at the Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto. Meat Loaf released his Bat Outta Hell album on this day in rock in 1977. And Dr. Frank Infurter took notice.